Okay, I didn't actually mean to do this, but I've just deleted all our podcasts.
But only from your phone?
Only from my phone, which is where we record it.
I don't know what number we're up to now for naming it, but never mind.
I think it's 88.
Right, we'll run with that then.
Yeah, I mean, we won't have lost them, but I think I got conned by one of these organisations say, download the app and clean your memory.
Oh, forget, we've done what?
Oh, no, I've deleted it now because I suddenly saw it cost sort of 42 quid a month or something.
Oh, goodness me, you're turning into one of these old people who can't be trusted.
Well, no, I was just, you know, fiddling around, that's all.
Oh, dear.
I think we should probably edit all of this out.
Anyway, moving on.
Yeah, welcome to Tales of the Whales, our weekly podcast of living with cancer, I suppose.
Also known as the ramblings of two delirious old people.
Well, I don't know that you can yet officially call yourself old.
I believe I can.
Really?
I think so.
I mean, you know, you're not even drawing a pension. That's the problem.
Well, I feel old anyway.
Right, okay. So I have stage four cancer, which means you don't recover.
But you could still die of something else.
Yes. Yes. I don't know why. And so since I was diagnosed with cancer 25 years ago, and they removed the kidney, which is the cancer that I have, and then it came back 25 years on. So I can't really complain, can I?
Well, you could a little bit.
Yeah.
Because it's still annoying to have cancer.
It's very annoying to have cancer, but it's one of the things that we have to learn. Not one of the
But you feel like you've had like a bonus 25 years.
Yeah, I put that in my mind. Otherwise, I wouldn't have met you, would I?
That's a good way to look at it.
Yeah. It's, you know, sometimes people listen to our podcasts and think we're taking the mick out of it. Well, I can assure you that I'm not. And then some people put on some really, I find them quite funny, but you don't like the bad ones, do you? Very funny things people say. How dare you use this as a publicity stunt or whatever? And I find how stupid some people must be. I'm not, I can assure you. And I'll give
stupid.
You...
Stupid.
Oh, all right. I might be a bit stupid, but...
No, I wasn't saying
I am dyslexic and ADH, whatever, and anything else of those letters that suddenly became available.
And trendy.
Yeah. Yeah, because if I'd known about dyslexia when I was at school, I probably wouldn't be sitting here now. I'd probably have a boring office job.
Yes. I mean, what a loss for the world that would have been.
You know, sarcasm is not really your thing,
is
it?
Oh, I meant it. I'm totally sincere. So anyway, we've had a busy week. So after our horrible week last week when we lost Daisy Dog, and then Saturday turned out to be an absolute disaster day because not only did we have that to deal with, we were meant to be going out to lunch, but then I came down with this weird, horrible virus thing after we'd done the podcast that came on quickly and just made me feel really sick and had a rash on my arms and a temperature for 24 hours, which was bizarre. So we ended up not going to lunch with our friends, and you couldn't even get into London anyway for hours and hours because of protests.
Yep.
And our friends couldn't get to London because their trains were all cancelled. So last Saturday was a disaster day.
Yeah. I mean, people were, not you, because you were ill, strangely enough, you did suddenly become ill after the podcast, which made me wonder. But anyway... And so I was going to meet our friends anyway, and then they rang to say they got stuck in traffic and they couldn't make it. And then I got into London.
They didn't get stuck in traffic. Well, their trains were cancelled.
Oh, that's right, yeah. And same thing, but different.
Different type of traffic.
Yeah. And then I got onto the embankment to go to the... Well, was going to have lunch, but I was lucky we didn't in the end, because it took me ages to get what would normally take 20 minutes took nearly an hour and a half. Anyway.
And by the time we got there, I'd have just about started the throwing up thing. So
oh, yeah, we don't talk about that.
That wouldn't have been great in a restaurant 2 hours from home.
No, we're quite lucky. And so we did, Saturday was interesting, to say the least.
And then on Sunday, my sister Kelly suggested that she took us to a place called the Last Chance Rescue Centre, Animal Rescue.
Yeah. Some people might find this very, very bad that because we had a dog we love really well, all our dogs are loved, and we started this year with three, and then last week sadly Daisy went, and now we're going to tell you the story about getting some more, and some people might find that really appalling, but it's not, because that you have to do what you want to do. It's the same with having cancer. You know, you might not want to talk about it. That's entirely up to you. I find it's the first thing I use. If I meet somebody that I don't really know, and you can, they probably know you have cancer, I always say, I bring it into the conversation, because
saves any embarrassment down the road.
Yeah, people get worried about saying the wrong thing, don't they? And some people, since we have mentioned, I think somewhere on social media, but I don't know where, that we've now acquired two dogs. That's because that's what our dogs would have wanted anyway.
Well, I don't think it doesn't mean we weren't sad, but
you're still sad now, honey.
Yeah, I know.
I am.
But it just,
you are.
I mean, we just went and we thought, well, we might not. You have to kind of find a dog that you bond with, and it can take ages and ages anyway.
We thought it would be a couple of months.
Yeah, but it didn't work out that way because you and Radley.
Yeah.
Had some kind of magical connection.
Radders.
So these two little fluffy things that who are there.
One very, not so little.
Very sadly, because their owner had died, have come home. We had to be inspected to make sure
we had to have our home inspected.
Yeah,
and,
but then once we passed that, we were allowed to go and collect them, and they've settled in really, really well. And so it's, you know, we were able to give a home.
To two more dogs. Yeah, and they're beautiful.
And they're here with us now, and as you can tell, they're being very well behaved.
Yeah.
At the moment.
I think they're quite tired.
They're quite interesting because they, where the other dogs would like follow me everywhere, I couldn't go anywhere without a dog being behind me.
Mm.
This time it's the other way around, and they are just absolutely Velcroed to you. Well, actually, I think he is, and then she follows him everywhere.
Yeah.
But they're just lovely, but she can't do stairs.
That is a problem, but we'll train. Well, I'm sure.
I'm going to try and work on it, because it's going to be difficult on the days when I'm not here, because I don't really like the idea of you carrying her down the stairs. I can see that being a disaster. And the poor dog being crushed to death. So then
it might be the other way around.
I think I'm going to have to do some. I've looked up some videos on how to teach a nervous dog to go upstairs.
It's amazing what you can find online, isn't it?
Yes.
Yeah.
Most things. In fact, absolutely everything.
Yeah. We did have a bit of an argument. We don't argue, do we, really? A bit of a discussion about collars, but you won, as usual.
No, I'm right.
As usual.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's illegal for them not to have their little tag with their...
No, I understand that, but, you know, they've got a tag with their number on the harness when they go out. I just think it's wrong to have something round an animal's neck.
But this is what's like funny is that one of the little dogs, Mulberry, she came with a collar, and
yep.
James tried to take it off, going, "Oh, you don't want this horrible thing around your neck strangling you." And she started crying and crying and crying until he put it back on again, because she loves her collar.
Yeah. So anyway, collars are for them.
I was like, well done, Mulberry.
Radley hasn't got one, though.
He will have once the Amazon man's been later.
Oh, right. Okay. But they're being remarkably quiet.
They're calm dogs. They just relaxed and settled in instantly, which is...
Radley seems to like lying on top of my head.
He does, yes. He does think you need a hairpiece and that it's him.
Are you all right, Radley? I wish you could see him. But it's got an amazing face.
And I can hear that she's got a little chew down there and like a little chewing noises.
Anyway, so going back to having cancer, which really this is all about, and some people might even say, well, fancy getting a couple of dogs when you're in that state. Well, you have to make sure that your partner's agreeable.
Yes, no, I'm not in that state.
No, because you don't mind. In fact, the dogs are more for you. The fact that Radley seems... It was funny, when we saw him at the kennels, he came straight up to me and...
He went bonkers. He was like jumping up at the gate thing, like, and bouncing off, doing
the railings.
Somersaults somersaulting up and down. And I was like, oh my God, he is far too lively. He's not going to do at all. But it was just because he was had to get your attention.
Yeah, and then we went and took him out on the green bit and to sort of...
The guys that went, not those two, because he's just too boisterous. And you went, no, no, I really like him.
Yeah. Well, he's not that boisterous, is
he? No, he's not been boisterous at all since that moment. He just, I really felt like he was like jumping up down going, James, James, I'm here. Yeah.
The problem when you, these two dogs are 7 years old, so they're not young puppies, but they're 7 years old and obviously they've had interesting life experiences being in the kennels for because they wanted to home them both together. And that often isn't.
I think if you hadn't been there, I would have come home with about 10.
Yeah, no, there were.
It's so difficult.
A lot. There were two.
There's lots of dogs at refuge centres that need homes.
They do, and some older ones, and they're only going to live for a few years. But there were a couple, weren't there? A mum and two babies, and I think the mum was 12 and the babies were 11 years each. They were quite old.
I think they were 9 or something. But,
oh, were they?
And the mum was blind. Oh, they were so lovely.
Yeah.
I just absolutely would have wanted to bring them home, but that would have been, a blind dog would have been too much for you on the days when I'm not here.
Yeah, I could have tripped over. You know how clumsy I can be.
I think it would have been a recipe for some sort of a disaster. So sadly, we couldn't bring those.
No.
But you and Radley were just an instant love match.
But he's not sitting on me.
Well, no, because he's very, very wise and he knows you're just trying to do the podcast at the moment.
Oh, that's probably it, yeah. But cancer-wise, we haven't really done anything medical this week, have we?
In fact, we've kind of forgotten that you've had cancer, really, haven't we?
Do you know, yeah, and I've actually done a bit more walking than I would normally have done and been a bit more active than I would normally
have
done.
What was hilarious was when the lady came to do the home check and you were on your super best behaviour because we knew that we really liked them and we wanted to be able to go and get them. And I was like, don't talk too much. And you were like so well behaved and polite. Right.
Well, yes. And, you know, I was thinking to myself, why isn't this done for having children? Before two human beings get together and have children, maybe you should be asked all these questions about, you know,
whether your garden is fenced.
Whether your garden is fenced, whether you have a garden, whether you live on the 21st floor, all kinds of things. And it sounds a bit
Well, sometimes
radical.
The having children thing isn't quite as planned as that.
Well, no, but maybe it should be.
Well, maybe. But now we're going in a little bit of the realms that I don't, you know, I think we're going a little off-piste here. So.
Do you think I'm getting
Brain
into
lacking.
The programme?
Yeah.
Yeah. I think I'll talk about that tonight. But Jim Radley's trying to get closer. It's quite funny. So anyway, it's taken my mind off it a bit this week, hasn't it?
Absolutely,
in
yeah.
a way.
Yeah.
But I do find it, and it is slightly sobering to think that, you know, just a few days ago, the last of our other dogs was running around and quite happy, although she was just recovering from pancreatitis, which is pretty serious, and had a tumour as well, and it just all sort of knocked her out one day. Still, in a way, that's the best way to go quickly.
A silver linings for these two.
Yeah, and they needed someone to look after them because they'd been in those kennels. And these people in rescue homes, this one's called Last Chance, it's rather sad, do an amazing job. But of course, they've been stuck in the kennels for, I don't know, 5 weeks, 6 weeks, however long it was, maybe a little longer. And it can't be much fun, can it, really, when you've come from a home?
No, I mean, they're very, very well cared for in the kennels. It's all clean, spotless, but there's lots of doggies there needing homes. So,
And wherever you are listening to this, there'll be a rescue home near you. But before you decide to get an animal, and we've both had them all
our
lives.
There aren't that many around, actually. I mean,
aren't there?
Because I did put our names down with Battersea and Dogs Trust as well, but that's a much sort of longer process where... So they within a week, they call you back and then they take all the details and everything and then they sort of try and find you a match. So that's what I thought would happen. Mm. I thought it would take 2 or 3 months.
Well, it was quite funny because your sister saw these two dogs.
And she knew that...
And she sent a picture of them to us.
Yeah.
Mm. Excuse me. Just had my breakfast and it's nearly 2 o'clock.
Yes, you did have a bit of a lie-in, you three.
Yeah, I must confess that having two dogs wanting to sleep on top of you, which is what they do at the moment, but it'll be quite interesting to see.
I think their owner that died was a man, and I think that's part of the reason why they are. I'm trying to console myself, but that's the reason.
I do feel bad about that, darling.
No, it's absolutely fine. What I'm interested to see what happens is when you go to work later today, I'm sure that I'm going to have the whole evening with those two just crying by the front door, not sitting on my lap on the sofa like I've got planned.
Well, yesterday when you were at work, I didn't make any noise.
No, you managed completely. I mean, absolutely. They just sat and cuddled you all day, didn't they?
Well, we went out and had a few walks around the garden. And they didn't seem to be really keen on going out that much.
No.
No, and but they didn't wee or anything in the house. That was good. No, I really love them.
Excellent. Well, today, or maybe tomorrow, because it's not very nice weather today, I'm going to try taking them for a little walk on the lead and see how that goes.
Yeah. Next week, I've got to see the blood doctor.
Yes, you're going to the haematologist's on Tuesday.
Right. Yeah.
But I'm not going with you for that one because I don't think I'm needed. I'm going to go to work.
What are you going to do with Maybelline and...
Well, they're coming to the office with me. I'll take them to the office. What is quite funny is that James can't remember Mulberry's name. So far she's been called Maybelline, Marbella, Marley Bone... What was the one this morning? Mabel?
I don't know.
Just anything that begins with M.
I have to think of nuts.
Why? Oh, mulberry trees don't have nuts.
Oh, not nuts, are they? But they always look like nuts to me.
They're mulberries that grow on mulberry trees.
Yeah.
You've got the one in the garden, so just try and remember it like that.
Yeah. It always looks a bit sad, a mulberry tree, doesn't it? And all the leaves are going yellow, but... That's the time of year, isn't it?
I believe it's called autumn.
Yeah, it's quite late because a lot of trees are not changing their colour.
It's all very squiffy these days.
Yeah, yeah.
You never know where you are.
Do we care?
But look, the sun's come out, so I might try taking these two for a little walk. I bought one of those lead attachments that means you can have two dogs on one lead.
Oh, I think you should be careful.
Because with the other three, I used to get in a terrible tangle and it ended up normally with me on the floor.
They have had all their inoculations and everything, so they can go out.
They can.
Can't they?
Yeah.
I was just checking. Having a cup of tea as well. So next week, yeah, I've got the blood. The thing about having cancer, the interesting thing is, obviously the oncologist is like the commanding officer, but there are other people who look at other bits and, you know, so the endocrinologist, I can't say that either.
Yeah, there's the endocrinologist and the haematologist that you've also got looking after you.
Yeah. And they give you different bits and bobs.
You lucky thing.
Which sometimes I
forget. How are you getting on with your testo gel?
I forgot it yesterday.
Oh, dear.
Yeah, but I have got a little bit more energy.
Well, there you go then.
You know, and they think it's a good idea to do that.
I think it's excitement from having the new doggies that's given you the energy.
It could be, couldn't it? It could well be. Anyway, we are rambling on, I'm afraid, today.
As normal.
If, you know, if you just learnt that you have cancer, it is a very, there can't be much more shocking. Well, it's one of the main shocks of life, isn't it? And now it's happening to more and more people. What is it? One in two, half the population? And you just, I'm sorry to say, it sounds really flippant, but you just have to get on and deal with it in the way that you find easiest. And a lot of people don't want to tell anyone because, and I have this feeling right at the beginning, it's a kind of feeling of failure. Oh, damn, what have I done now?
Well, it's not your fault, is it?
No, but you have that feeling that you should perhaps have done something and you could have avoided it. Because everybody tells you if you eat this or if you do that or, you know, you're going to give yourself terrible...
I don't think there's any point in looking back on why it happened or anything like that. All you've got to do is think, okay... How am I going to deal with this moving forward? And that's what you need to focus on.
And although, you know, it was the same as my original cancer, so I have a propensity. It's a good word, isn't it?
Oh, yes, well done. And it's actually the right word.
A propensity, obviously, to have cancer on my kidneys and had one out. And then 25 years later, I did have a few checks. But kind of after 10 or 15 years, you don't have quite as many as you should have. Well, I did. So I sometimes blame myself.
You didn't have any?
Well, I didn't. No. Well, I did bump into my oncologist once, and he said, "Oh, you better come along and see me sometime." I said, "All right, yeah, I will." And I never really thought about it. But, you know, it is what it is. I might have a few weeks, a few months, or even another year.
Or a few years.
You don't know.
No.
I mean, what is the most remarkable and an upsetting thing is how many people I've known in the last 4 or 5 years that I've been in this situation who've already died. Not through cancer, but just through other things. So you never know, do you?
No.
On that cheery note, have a wonderful weekend. Or if you're listening to it in the middle of the week, have a wonderful day, whatever it is today.
That's lovely. Enjoy your day, everybody.
Did you want to add anything, Mulberry?
No.
They're just Radley?
They're just having a little snooze now.
They are.
Because they've been up an hour. They're exhausted.
So we will talk to you again, hopefully very soon.
Bye.